We are live. Are
We
we
are
live?
live.
We are
Yes, we are
live.
live.
Okie doke. So, good morning to you in
Good
sunny
morning.
South Africa.
Yes. Also warm and sunny.
Yes, lucky, lucky you. Mind you, we're not doing too badly over here, so we're okay. So this is actually a special episode in our series because once we're done, you are going to shut down your laptop
Yes, and drop it off at my mom's house for safekeeping.
and that is it for 1 week.
Yes.
You will be away on your hard, well-earned vacation holiday,
Yes.
which we're going to talk about today. So the one side. So there's no peeling potatoes next week. What am I going to do? There's no Spud meeting next week. I've got 2 extra hours of time.
Oh, wow. So when I send you videos and pictures, you have more than enough time to go through them.
Okay. Well, okay. That's something to look forward to. Anyway, and
Yes.
we are also, people will see that the background is slightly different. I am in the what you and I call the Anzami Hall,
Yes.
which is a co-sharing space in Strasbourg. I'm sitting in the kitchen because I'm not disturbing anybody, but at the moment everybody seems to be congregating in the kitchen and having very loud conversations in very rapid French. And even when I tell them to slow down a little bit, they do not do this. Yeah. So
They don't know
no, but I will hit back. Anyway, so on the way down by train, I asked you what you'd like for lunch, and you said
Yes.
a baguette with ham, lettuce, ham, cheese, lettuce, and mayo. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, sorry, this is because it is actually really different driving by car and taking the train, because you actually get to see a lot more from the in the 2 kilometers from the station to here. So I've got
Yes.
you your sandwich, but I have to say I'm actually a bit very ashamed of it because it is not up to par.
Oh,
It's
okay.
more of a bap. It's got ham and Emmental baguette, but I don't know. I think if you try to hit somebody, I think the baguette would actually be more pain than the person. So I'm sorry, but it's below standard. I will, in the next few days and weeks, find and seek out better eateries for you to enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
Don't quite know how we're going to get it down the 9,000 kilometers between yourself and myself. I did also buy some tabbouleh, which is sort of this. Do you know what tabbouleh is?
No.
It's this northern sort of Maghreb, so Tunisia, Morocco, that part of the world, sort of bulgur wheat with vegetables all mixed into it. So that's probably a
Okay,
yeah.
almost like a kind of salad.
Yeah.
Do you eat
So
it warm or cold?
cold.
Okay.
Cold. I mean, bulgur wheat you can sort of heat up for different things as well, but
Yes.
so it comes as about 500 grams of that stuff there. You can have that, and I'll eat the unhealthy stuff because you and carbs are not the best of friends, are they?
No,
No,
not
no.
at the
Okay,
moment, no.
right. So, what's happening next week? What's happening tomorrow?
Starting
What's happening this
tomorrow.
afternoon? What's happening
What's
after this meeting?
after this meeting, there's a few things that we have to do around the house. So I woke up early this morning to do some laundry. There's some things that I had to wash. Two of my shirts had some terrible stains on them, so I had to wash them by hand, and then some of Aiden's clothes to pack as well. But we did the packing last night. And I also mentioned to you that my husband did all the ironing. I do not iron.
Yeah, I mean that's sort of like a little digression here. Yeah?
I know, but
When you,
we have to backtrack a little to get to tomorrow.
yeah, no, but okay, I take that on board. But you also said to me yesterday, this was like on day one. Yeah,
Yes.
so you're meeting for your first date. Yeah, and the first message is, if we hook up, I'm not going to do the ironing.
I
This
do
is sort
not
of,
iron.
this is like, this is sort of like the Alvening salvo. Yeah. You know, if you want to get serious with me, there is one rule in this. I do not iron, period. Yeah.
Yes.
And
Yes.
he accepted that. Yeah.
He accepted that. So he was rather do he was rather iron than wash the dishes. So that's okay. I'll wash the dishes. That's what we did last night.
I could actually ask a few more questions, but I think I'm going to hold back.
Yes. We'll get to that at some other point.
Okay. Anyway, so you did all the ironing and everything else, and then
Yes.
what's why this hive of activity?
Well, we are getting ready and getting everything packed so that we can load it into the car tonight before we go to bed. Because tomorrow morning we will be leaving at 4 a.m.
Okay, backtrack. Sorry,
Yes,
perhaps we're
backtrack.
talking, we're doing the preparations here.
Yes.
So your husband and your son were detailed off to do the car washing,
Oh yes, they did
and
that.
your son morphed into a supervisor and told his father what to do.
Yes.
Are you satisfied with the result? Is your car up to
I
snuff?
haven't even checked. I just trust
Talk
them that
about
it's fine.
lax management. I mean, come on, we're supposed to be running breeder and you haven't checked whether,
It doesn't matter. I have other things that I have to take care of.
But the supervisor is happy, yeah?
Yes, the supervisor is happy. He didn't
Okay.
complain about it.
Okay.
He
All right.
did tell me he's very proud of the clean car, so I think that's
Okay,
okay.
well, you have
I'll
to
take his word for
yeah, you have to trust your staff, yeah. So okay.
it. Yes.
All right. So tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock, you are going to leave or you're going to get up?
We are going to leave. So we have to get up at maybe 3.
You should.
Maybe we can push it to 3:30.
So, is it really worth going to sleep?
Yes, we'll go to bed early.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. So, 4 o'clock in the morning, it'll be pitch black.
Yes.
Not a soul on the road except a family of
Exactly.
three
Yes.
in a spankingly clean car.
There might be a few cars, but not a lot.
Okay.
And it's
And then,
Saturday, so it's even quieter than usual.
you're heading north east.
I think so. So if I get my directions straight,
Oh, this is
our
horrible. This
sun rise. No. My direction is okay compared to other people I know, but I won't mention that. So sun rises that side, and it sets that side, so east and west. Like east, we'll be heading in that direction. So we'll be heading east, but
Oh God,
like in a turn.
that fills me with confidence. We're heading in that direction. I mean, thank God the road network in South Africa is probably not as dense as here in Europe. Yeah, but okay. So you're heading in that direction,
Yes.
destination, and this is where it gets really, really fun. So before we went on air, I sort of asked you how many times had you been to Kruger National Park. You
Yes.
said you've lost count.
Yes.
And for us up here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's one of these places that is probably on the bucket list. A lot of people have heard of it.
Yes.
And when people come to South Africa, it's one of the must-dos, yeah, along with
Yes.
Tabletop and the Apartheid Museum and Kruger National Park. It is, you have to go there.
Yes.
But
And
you've been there so many times, it's almost like it's normal.
Yes, for us it's normal. It's a very popular tourist destination, not just for South Africans, but for people all over the world. And I think I mentioned to you yesterday that there's a lot of Europeans that go there as well.
I'm
So
sorry
last
about
year,
that.
no, it's okay, but you can spot them a mile away. I'll get to that just now. But last year, we met a group of tourists also from France. I also mentioned that to you yesterday. But the funny part is, like, if we go to the Kruger Park, I will wear a blue shirt or yellow or red or pink or whatever I feel like wearing on the day. But the tourists, the reason you spot them is because they are all dressed up in khakis.
Okay.
Greens and beiges and like darker colors.
Well,
And safari hats and the whole outfit. And socks and sandals.
socks and sandals. Okay.
Yes.
So this is a subtle hint in my direction that when I do this next year, not to turn up as Jonathan or Captain Livingston, I presume, in khakis, striding forward in a British manner with a pipe in my mouth and saying, "Oh, this is jolly good. This is excellent."
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so but I mean there's actually an irony in what you're saying, because I mean I showed you this sad looking baguette here, yeah, and it does, and I mean this is the reality. So everybody thinks, oh, you live in France and we eat very well and the food is fantastic and blah blah blah, and what you get here, a sad looking sandwich thing, which is an excuse of a baguette, but I bought it in a supermarket because I still haven't quite found the good places between here and the station, but we'll get there.
Yes.
Yeah, so normality and reality are two different things.
Yes.
Okay, so you're leaving at 4 o'clock to a maximize the vacation time, but also because Junior, if you were left at a reasonable time for adults, Junior would be sitting in the back, and after 5 minutes, he would be saying, "Are we there yet?"
Yes. So that's also one of the reasons why we leave early, but also because our trip from here to the gate at the Kruger National Park is about 5 hours and 30 minutes. But we are going to stop along the way to have breakfast. And that's usually when we quickly dress my son because we just load him up in his pajamas in the car. That's another story. So he has three new sets of pajamas. So I asked him, which one are you going to wear tonight so you can sleep in it in the car? I knew which one he was going to choose, but I asked him anyway. But it took him some time to decide. But anyways.
I mean, these are fundamental existential. I mean, I'm going out in my gym jams. I have to look the parts, yeah.
Yes, but he
Just in case
chose.
my favorite doctor happens to be there as well.
Well, she was actually on holiday this week, so we won't, if she went there, we won't see her.
Okay. Gosh, badly, badly organized on your side. Yeah.
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
All
So
right.
that took another 15 minutes of conversation to decide which pajamas he was going to wear. But he sleeps about 3 hours while we drive until we have breakfast. And then he wakes up, he gets dressed, he plays a little bit in the playing area. The place that we stop, it's like a main, also like a main attraction for a lot of tourists to stop because they have, there's different kinds of restaurants. It's a very big, petrol station. And then there's, like a lookout point where they have ostriches, rhinos, different antelope that you can actually see while you are there. And last year when we stopped there, it was freezing. It was really,
Ouch.
really cold. And it was in the middle of November. So November for
Oh.
us is summer, but it
Yeah.
was freezing.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So 6 hours drive, you can have a breakfast stop.
Yes.
All part of the
The planning.
the planning. I actually want to focus a little bit on that, because in your article in the Pineapple, you allude to this planning bit. Probably a sense of drama, sort of hinted through, because you try and plan something, and husband and son destroy these plans by taking away from the pile of clothes that is actually reserved for the holiday.
Yes.
You had a bit of a scare because your husband had a back problem, and that kind of
Yes.
almost threw a spanner in the works, but I think
Yes, yes.
you've got that one sorted.
He hasn't complained about it, so I think it's okay.
But you'd probably be wise not to complain at this stage, because it might
The
have
doctor said she's going to put him in the hospital and then we're not going on holiday, so I think he just keeps
he's
quiet.
quite, yeah, and then he'll whine heavily when you get back the weekend after.
Probably, yes.
Okay, we like to whine, us men, you know, it's part of our DNA. Anyway, but you know, you're going to a national park, for God's sake, and you've been there so many times. It almost is like, why this drama around planning it? What's, you know, because I have this picture, your car, and I think I know what brand it is, so I'm not going to go there. Your
Yes.
car, and
It's
probably
a
Frankfurt,
German.
it's a German one, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of this Fred Flintstone type thing, where you've got all the stuff piling up on top of the car roof, mountain
Oh,
high, the height of a giraffe, yeah.
no.
And
That's what we're trying to avoid.
then you're going to sort of negotiate the roads between your house and the gate of Kruger National Park, and then the giraffes will be, oh, look, there's those people from that we saw last year, yeah. So you make it sound really, really complex.
I think it's because I like to plan, and my husband and my son just wings it. I like to plan to a sense that we know, okay, this is what we are going to eat tomorrow night. Sunday night, this is what our plans are, and then Monday we'll wing it, for example. So we have what we like to do is, well, I did it previous occasions going on holiday to Durban. Where we planned a full menu to say, okay, this meat we'll have with the salad, or this meat we'll have with a braaibroeikie, one of our favorites. or we'll have this with potato salad, and this evening we are going out to dinner at a restaurant. And so we plan that, and then we take everything with. So we make sure that we have some potatoes, we have some tomatoes, we have, if we make a pasta salad, we have the pasta, we have the cheese, we have the ham, we have mayonnaise, everything goes with. But a lot of these times we bring back a lot of these things because when you are there, you decide, I don't feel like having this. Let's go to a restaurant. Or I don't feel like having this. Let's buy something else. Let's get takeout or let's order a pizza from this pizza place we just discovered. So we decided this time we are going to do that a little bit differently, but we also do have some I wouldn't say planned, but we do have meat that we are taking with, and we do have like bacon and sausages for breakfast, but we are not taking eggs. We'll buy the eggs there. The same with other fresh ingredients, fresh like tomatoes and
Vegetables and fruit.
vegetables, and so we'll get that there. But the reason for that is for the first 2 nights, tomorrow night and Sunday night, we'll be sleeping in the Kruger National Park. And with this, the place or the little hut that we are going to stay in has an air conditioning, a fridge, and 3 beds. And then there's a barbecue outside. So there's no kitchen, there's no, you have to take your pots and pans and everything with. So we had to plan according to that. Where the other place that we are going to stay is a complete house. It has everything that you need. So you don't have to take anything there. So our plan is for tomorrow night to have a barbecue. We have a nice juicy piece of meat that we are going to barbecue. And then I'm going to buy a garlic bread, similar to your baguette, just a little bit bigger. And then I'm going to add extra filling to it, cheese and whatever. And we'll take that with us. So we can just heat it up on the barbecue, and then we'll have garlic bread with nice meat, juicy meat.
I think we need to, we
But
need to, because I'm just about to bite into this excuse of a, because I'm actually quite hungry at this point now because you're talking about food.
I'm
And it's,
sorry.
no, it's okay. And
So part of the planning is to take our picnic basket with that has the plates and the knives and forks and everything inside. So they do have shared, like a kitchenette where you can, they have a stove where you can cook something. But we don't want to take the pots and pans with because it's only just 2 days. And then on Sunday evening, we want to go on a night drive. It's a game drive, but at night. But for that, we will have to use the restaurant that's there, and it's a burger joint, Wimpy. So we'll probably get something from Wimpy before we go on this night drive. And then Monday
Okay.
night we'll have another barbecue or maybe go to the restaurant in the other park that we are going to visit.
Okay. All right. So,
That's where the nightmare of the planning came from. Like we need plates, we need cups, we need knives and forks and everything that we
okay,
might
so
need at that point.
right, so I'm going to ask you this highly philosophical question, but yes, I know you like to plan,
Yes.
thank God, yeah,
Because
but.
I've been there, and usually if we go camping with my or if in the past I went camping with my parents. So they have a caravan, and then basically I just pack my tent and my bed and my clothes. Whatever I forget is my problem. And
But
I
mother
had
will
a
probably have it anyway.
she will help me out or
Yeah.
whatever. But then also in the caravan, they have a small kitchenette, so they have everything, plates and cups, and so there's less planning because everything is already there.
Okay.
So now that we go, we have to do similar planning, but it's only for 2 days. So we decided to, yes, we take what we need, but we don't take more than we need. Otherwise, we'll end up in your picture with everything stacked on the
So what is for you personally, let's leave your family out of the equation for the moment, but what is for you a holiday or a vacation?
That's a very good question because I think it depends on where you are going.
Well, that is, I mean, that's a
So,
totally different subject, but you're going to Kruger, yeah?
yes. So
Which which
I love the Kruger. I prefer going to the Kruger. It does take a lot of driving and a lot of traveling, not just getting there, but also in the park. You can't sit in the what they call the rest camps all the time. You have to drive and you have to find the animals, see what you can find. Some days are better than others. You see more than other days. Some days you are lucky and you'll see the whole big five.
You just can't get the animals these days anymore. They're just so bloody undisciplined. Yeah, I mean, can't you sort of send it?
They are walking around na in nature. It's all natural. It's part of their daily routines, their lives. Can't
Can't
tell them
can't you?
you have to eat from this bush or you have to drink from this puddle.
Well, can't you send a WhatsApp and say, "Look, we're coming. We'll be there about that
No,
moment. Could you please do us
no.
the honor of walking past?" You know,
They'll never get it.
Disney can do it. Yeah, but.
But that's Disney.
Okay, but let's get back to the question because the reason why the angle that I'm taking this from is that, and if I put myself into your shoes as best as I can, you have peace of mind because you have planned everything, but
Yes.
you also know what's going to happen when,
Yes.
So the spontaneity of a holiday is
Yes.
reduced. Now, there will be reasons for that, and that's fine. But what is for you the holiday when, in actual fact, you know pretty much for at least for the first 3 days what's going to happen? Because it's just like a playbook goes, ch-ch-ch-ch, you will eat that, yeah.
Maybe the first 2 nights, that's the most important part of it, just the planning that goes around that. So the rest of the week we'll just wing it. We do have meat, we do have things to make breakfast. There's other days that we want to go into the Kruger National Park again, because the one of the gates and the place that we stay is like 10 kilometers away from each other. So then we'll also wake up early and go into the park. And then one of the plans are to make breakfast in the Kruger National Park for one morning, and then the other day maybe have a picnic for the afternoon. So those small little things we did plan, but we'll decide when we get there, and it also depends on the weather. Last year when we went, we had a lot of rainy days, and there were some nights that we couldn't have a barbecue because of the rain. So we had to go to the restaurant or get some pizza or something. But for me, a vacation is to relax, to breathe. And then I think just breaking a routine instead of having the same routine every day, being in a different scenery, a different place. That also makes a big difference. If I think back to last year, I woke up early every morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, make my coffee and sit outside, watch as the sun rise, listen to the birds, even if it was raining, and then also look at the animals walking around. And when we came back, obviously I didn't wake up that early. And then at nights or in the evening, something that I like to do after we had dinner, after we took a shower, there's a balcony outside. So you can, from both of the rooms in the place that we stay, you can go out onto the balcony and you can sit there. The mosquitoes was a pest, but I
Danger,
stayed
yeah.
there for a, yes, I stayed there for a couple of hours. Seeing what kind of animals came around. So the zebras came to drink water out of the swimming pool. But the swimming pool doesn't have any chemicals in it. So the animals can drink from it. And then I also saw some smaller animals that you don't see during the day. So I like to do that. So even there was one night I went to bed, I think it was at 12 o'clock, 12 a.m. or maybe 1 a.m. where I sat outside on the balcony just watching the animals at night.
I mean, it sounds frightfully romantic. I mean, I have sort of visions of this film with Robert Redford and Meryl Streep coming through Out of Africa, which is probably completely the opposite to the reality,
Yes.
albeit it was set in a different era. But I think this is the imagery that we have. Even if we go from Europe, we go and wear our khaki uniforms and parade up and down like the military. To sit on a balcony or on a deck somewhere, it is dark, it is quiet except for animal sounds, and it must be A, incredibly romantic, B, incredibly pure almost, and just an amazing experience.
Yes. So, a couple of nights, one evening, I heard lions roar and I heard hippos and hyenas as well. So obviously they were far away, but you could still hear them. And then there's something that is also very, very noticeable at night. You hear all the crickets and you hear the night sounds, the monkeys and so on. But when it goes quiet, I get nervous because then I know there's something there, like a leopard or a lion or something. So you can hear them. They make their music at night and then it goes quiet, completely quiet. You don't hear a sound. Then you know there's something there.
Because they
And
have
then
night
after,
vision, they have night vision, which we don't have.
yes.
And sorry, I
And then
interrupted.
after that, if whatever predator passed, they start chirping and singing, and you can, oh, the frogs as well. You can hear the frogs too, and they also go quiet if there's danger. So that was the one evening I got scared. Notice I'm going back inside
Well, that was, I
because
mean.
the other thing is I don't know how far this predator is, and one of the pictures, one on the map that I showed you, we stay quite close to the river. We can walk to the river. And there's a lot of animals that actually cross the river and come into the park that we stay. There's always warnings to say that don't leave your kids alone, don't walk alone at, you're not allowed to walk alone at night or walk anywhere alone. You can drive your car, but that's it. So I don't know how far this predator is from me. I don't know how far the frogs are. I can just hear them and I can hear them go quiet. And then
Well, I
I
mean,
got a bit scared the one night and I decided to go back.
I mean, you got a bit scared, but I think in a previous conversation, you were talking about your night tour that you had once done,
Oh,
and
yes.
where the vehicle stopped, and the ranger said, do you want to get off the vehicle and walk around? And which
Oh, that
is
was when we stopped the lions.
It's kind of counterintuitive,
Yes.
because when they're hungry, they're hungry, and but basically, lions, you said, if I got this right, lions basically know people, or they recognize people as for what they are, and they are more afraid of the people than they are than they think we are afraid of the lions.
Yes.
So, were you scared with the knowledge that you knew that basically they were not going to attack you, or were you scared because it was just this eeriness, this really strange?
I think it was the eeriness that went with it, and it was completely dark. Everything was dark. And you couldn't even hear people still having a barbecue or some sort.
Okay. All right.
So it was very quiet except for all the sounds at night. And the other thing, so the lions, they would probably just pass by, but if it was a leopard, that's a different story.
Okay.
If they are hungry and they see you as an e easy target, you are in trouble.
Okay. So you go into your, we call them hut. I'd like to know what these huts look like, but we'll come to that later.
Yes, we can.
So you go inside, you lock the door, and technically, are you safe? Or if a leopard is out on a mission, he will.
So inside of the park, all the camps are fenced.
Okay.
They have high fences, they have electricity around them, the gates are closed at night, the animals can't cross there. And well, if there's a tree and the leopard jumps, it can get into the camp. But they also have patrols at night. So there are
Okay.
some of the guards walk around the camps at
I
night.
mean, does anything actually happen, or is it just?
Some places, recently in Skukuza, there were some elephants that broke through the fence.
Okay.
Yes. So this person heard the noises outside, opened the door, and then stared at this gigantic elephant.
Okay. It's like a
So
cup
for
of
it,
tea.
just close the door and back away slowly. Don't breathe. So the elephants came into the camp for a few days. I don't know if they sorted the problem, but I haven't seen any updates recently.
Okay.
And then there was also a problem with hyenas next to the camps. So they can smell the barbecue fires and then they come towards the camps, walking around the camps. They are dangerous. They are very dangerous. They don't have brains enough to recognize what is food and what is not. And there was, but it was in a different place, not in the Kruger National Park. Someone being dragged out of their tent. I think this was actually in Botswana, where somebody was dragged out of their tent by hyenas. It was a young man. He made it. He lived, but he was dragged out of his tent. And then there was a long time, a few years ago, in the one camp where there was a leopard who jumped over the fence, and she actually caught one of the kids. So it was the workers' area where they stay. She jumped in there and she actually caught one of the kids and she killed him. I don't know what happened to the leopard, but the child didn't make it. So
Presume the leopard paid the price as well at the end, but one would
yes.
expect that to happen. Yeah, one for
Yes.
one. Okay. So let's go. So we've got all the horror stories out of the way. So let's. I'm going to share my
Yes. But
screen.
these incidents are very rare, and especially in the camps, because the camps
Yes.
are fenced down. The only thing that you have to be careful of is spiders and scorpions and snakes and creepy crawlies.
Oh. Well, I think that just about that makes this trip next year a trip for of one, because spiders and creepy crawlies are not my wife's favorite subject. She gets totally
Mine neither.
she gets totally hysterical when there's a little thing the size of a needle head. Goes absolutely a ape with it. Okay. I'm going to share my screen because we are now going to have a look at this. Let's just move this all out of the way. So this is Kruger National Park.
Yes.
Yeah. And sort of from out of my own curiosity, and I told you this a couple of days ago, I wanted to get a feel for the size of this place.
Yes.
And I typed into the fruit bowl. I typed in, so compare the size of Kruger National Park to a major European city. And it came back,
Yes.
it's about half the size, it's the size of Slovenia. It's half the size of the Netherlands. And I thought, oh, this is like really big.
Yes.
And then when you sent these maps across this morning, I'd looked at, I've read about it, but I actually haven't, seen any maps or pictures. So this is
Yes.
like, and I looked at it and I thought, okay, so this is what it looks like.
Yes.
Okay. I had not envisaged it sort of looking like a little bit like Italy.
Yes. Now that you mention it, it does.
Sort of a young version of Italy, maybe.
Yes.
So we've got a couple of maps here. So at this point, this is the entirety of Kruger National Park,
Yes.
named after Paul Kruger, who was, if I have my map facts right, one of the first presidents of Transvaal, as it was called then, wasn't it?
Yes,
Not, wasn't
yes.
South Africa, it was Transvaal.
Yes.
And he had a very keen interest in
What was
conversation nation. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
the Republic of Zuid-Afrika, like Dutch, I think.
Yeah. Republic. So run us through this. What are we looking at here? And can you, because you said you've been to a lot of parts of this. Yeah. The south, which seems to be more popular than the north and so on. So
Yes.
can you sort of describe what we are looking at here?
Okay. So if we
Then
start, let's start at the top. So there's a name there that says Puna Maria.
let's have a look. Bunda Maria. Okay, yeah.
Yes. So that is one of the rest camps in the north. I've been there. It is very hot. So right on the top, the top part of it borders to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so I think this is one of the the interesting points about it. It
Yes.
almost sounds as if there are different climate zones that stretch across the park, that the south is
Yes.
climatically somewhat different to the north because you are deeper in the continent. I
Yes.
mean,
But not just the climate, also the plants that grow, the amount of animals, the kind of animals, it does differ a little bit. Like through all of the park, you can find lions, you can find a giraffe, zebra, elephants as well. But there's some like sables you'll only find in the north. Then there's another one. I'm not sure what you call it in English, but it's an eland.
Sort of
They
an island
also,
almost.
yes, but it's a type of antelope called an eland. Yes, so together with the sable, you'll find them in the north. The same with Sengwechi, the camp just a bit lower. Yes, I remember some holidays with my parents in Sengwechi as well. Too hot. They didn't have a swimming pool at that time. They have one now. But it was crazy. It
So,
was very hot.
I think this is, I think this is one of the myths that we in Europe, if we're not sort of aware of this, so it is a huge area,
Yes.
and
Yes.
there's a lot of human infrastructure there. So you've got petrol stations. These are, you call them camps, but I suppose they're almost like little towns or villages.
Little villages, yes. So they refer to them as rest camps, but there's a place where you can put up your caravan or your tent, and then there's different places that has the huts. They look like in
Like that,
the
yeah.
picture.
What
Like
with a
that.
straw roof and a mud and a
Yes.
mud wall, yeah?
Not
Or
mud, cement. It's a bit
cement,
more,
cement and cement, okay, a
yes,
bit more
but it does
stable,
have
yeah.
the thatch roof.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Speaking of languages, because I know that you have 11 official languages in South Africa. So we have, again, this is like really nice. So Xingwedzi, Mopani, Tsense. What languages are we looking at here? South African languages are we looking at here?
So, because it's a like an international tourist attraction, most people that work here speak English. Oh, all of them. They will speak in English. I think that's one of the maybe one of
Prerequisites.
the requirements to work there. You have to speak English. So restaurants, petrol stations, the offices, everything, cleaners, they all speak English. So they do in the different parts. So I think Limpopo part, they would talk I want to say Tsonga, but it's not Tsonga, it's something else.
I mean, the word
Can't
Tsonga did.
remember now.
Okay, not to worry. The word Tsonga did actually come up a few times. But okay, so these represent sort of the local languages of the Limpopo, that beautiful long word starting with M that I cannot pronounce yet. The other province,
Mpumalanga.
thank you,
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga. Yeah, I will learn that. That's
Yes.
my homework for the next week. Yeah, I've got 2 extra hours to play with. Okay,
Yes.
right. We're in the north. It's very hot. Different types of animals. Lots of rivers.
Most of these rivers are kind of dry. The same as the one that we are going to be right next to. It flows full when it's rainy season, but a lot of the times it's actually dry or dried up because of the heat and because it's
Fair
very
enough.
hot.
Very
Yeah.
nice. Okay. When you say very hot, we're looking upper 30s or higher?
The top part, that would be between 40 and 50 degrees.
Ooh, really?
Yes, that's very, very hot.
Okay.
So it borders to Mozambique on the right.
Okay.
Yes. So Mozambique has more tropical weather. But this part, like Limpopo, is very hot in South Africa. So the top part has that like hot, almost humid, but dry, humid weather.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's quite an extensive road network, so main roads and gravel roads,
Yes.
and speed is restricted to, I think, 50 kilometers on the main roads and 40 or something like that on the gravel roads, if I got my
Yes.
facts right. So it is almost, in a way, a leisurely drive
Yes. If you
from.
drive too fast, you're not going to see the animals. You might miss the
Well, maybe that's the motivation. That's what we should do in Europe. Turn Europe into a gigantic national park so nobody speeds, yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
And so you head south, and what changes? Apart from it seems to get more densely populated.
Yes. So that part that says Mupani there, I think that camp got the name from the trees that grow there. So it's Mupani trees, and these trees are filled with Mupani worms. So these worms are dried out, and then it's seen as something that you can eat in those parts. I've never tried them.
You can eat
I
them.
don't think, yeah, you can.
Oh.
And I don't think I will try them.
What, a little grilled worm, a little ketchup, mayonnaise, and a bit of salt and
Oh,
pepper? No?
no.
Protein. I mean,
It's
it's
just
protein.
the dried worm. Just the dried
Okay.
worm.
Okay. A
But
bit like
that's
snails, yeah.
crunchy. Think like chips.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
so that part is also still quite hot, but it cools down a little bit. And then there we see Palaborva. That is, my parents went there last week. So they
Okay.
went in at the Palaborva gate. They went to Letaba, Olifants. Olifants is elephant, like
Yeah.
in English.
Yes.
And then Sitara. So they stayed in Sitara for the week.
So,
That's like the middle part of the Kruger National Park.
okay. So there are multiple entry points, and we call them gates. What
Yes.
made your parents choose Falaborva gate and then drive all the way down here to Satara when they could have actually gone into Orpen and driven across that way? So how do you actually decide, as part of the
So,
planning process, how do you
yes.
decide where to go in this park?
That's a
Because
good question.
you have multiple entry points.
So the main, I think the main thing to decide is where you are going in the park. Are you going to the top? Are you going to the middle? Or are you going to the south? Okay, north, middle, or south. And then you plan your route in South Africa according to where you want to go. So because my parents take the caravan, my dad prefers to use a freeway all the way.
Fair enough.
And then outside, so getting from our town to Palaborva is a 6 hour, no, it's a bit longer, like 6 or 7 hour drive. So they stayed outside the gate in another park for one night. And then they went into the park and drove on the tar road all the way to Sitara.
Okay.
And then when they came out, they did the same because of the route. Where Orpen, you can. There's different routes that you can go, scenic routes, but not all of them are freeway.
It's okay.
And then also uphills and downhills and twists and turns.
With a caravan in tow, it makes driving a little bit more unpleasant,
Difficult,
yeah.
complicated,
So, right.
yes.
So we're using the word freeway. So a freeway
As in highway.
up to the
Yes.
gate. And when we speak of the main roads here, the red roads, are these just simple two-laned roads?
Yes, two-lane roads.
So one heading one direction on the other side, the opposite direction. Okay.
Yes.
Now, the park has something like a staggering amount of people coming per year. 1.8 million visitors a year,
Yes.
which is a huge number. I'm quite surprised, actually.
Yes.
Is it crowded? I mean, if
No.
you, I mean,
No, it's not.
would you have bumper to bumper traffic if you,
No. No, only time when you have bumper to bumper traffic if there's lions or if there's cheetahs or leopards.
Okay.
Then everybody kind of blocks the road because everyone wants to take a picture and see this lion or see this leopard. So
Okay.
we have a nickname for it. We call it a commotion. So not traffic. There's commotion ahead. They mean, okay, let's see. What can we see? We call it commotion. Even my son knows if he hears commotion, he knows there's something there.
So, okay, so you're a well-seasoned Kruger Park traveler. Do you still get excited by a commotion? Would you actually stop and take a would you t stop and take a picture? Because I
Of
mean,
course.
you've probably got 1,000 pictures of a lion. You've probably got the same lion. Oh, hello, didn't we meet
I've
this
seen
time
a
last year?
million lions, but it's fine. I'll take another picture.
Oh, for God's sake, don't boast. I've seen a million lions. We have to go to a zoo to see them, and you just drive to Kruger. I mean, where's the issue? You know.
Same with elephants. I've seen 1,000 of elephants, but I want to take a picture. So if I think about our trip last year, we didn't see any rhinos. So we my parents actually saw rhinos last week. So we are hoping that this time we go, we will see some rhinos. We saw African wild dogs where my parents didn't see any. They saw cheetahs. We also didn't see cheetahs. They saw a lot of lions, so I'm hoping that we would also see a lot of lions. But last year we came across a whole group of lions, a whole pride of lions, on the first day that we went into the park. So that was very exciting. But you stop and you take a picture if you can, if it's not too far away. And there's other things too. Like, yes, we look at the big animals, but for me, I also look at the birds. I also look at the smaller kind of animals. Like, sometimes you come across chameleons in the road or a tortoise next to the road or maybe a snake in the road. There's also other kind of birds. Hornbills.
Okay.
Then there's a bigger hornbill. I can't remember what it's called. But in Afrikaans, it's called the bromfool.
Sounds so
So,
cool. Bromvoll.
a bromfool. It's a very so fool is bird in English. And then brom. Well, this bird is. It's not a very good looking bird, but it's huge. It mostly walks on the ground, eating snakes and frogs and crickets, whatever it can find. And it has eyelashes. Very
Oh,
scary
really?
eyelash. Yes. So it's completely black. It's red around the eyes. And then it has like a red
Bill.
thing. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So
All right.
they are also very scarce. So we did actually see them last year, but I couldn't show them to Aiden. He was my son. He was taking a nap. So I'm hoping to see them again this year so I can actually show him. But he also likes that. He also likes to look at the different birds, and then he will say, okay, but we saw that, and I know that bird. And so it's not just about the animals, but also the different birds that we can
You
find.
know, I mean, in this day and age of high industrialization and climate change and all the issues that are sort of being discussed, I find it wonderful that you still get excited by seeing lions.
Yes.
Whereas for us, it's sort of like, well, there are probably, I mean, there's two people in the kitchen here, you know. There is a remote possibility if I ask these people, yeah, if they've ever seen a lion, they'll probably say no. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
Yes.
against this backdrop of all the tension that engulfs this planet, what is the symbolism of this park to you and to fellow South Africans? Because it is a gigantic piece of territory, half the size of, or some size of some small European countries. Yeah.
Yes.
And it represents a state of the planet as we would like to preserve it, but we have to create national parks because we are too stupid to do it in any other way.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's the symbolism and the pride for you in this?
We do have some other parks across South Africa, but obviously this one is the it's the most popular. There's also one in the Western, is it Western Cape? That I've also been to with my parents many years ago. I think I was 5 years old or 6 years old. They also have some lions there and different kinds of elephants. There's elephants and all the animals that you would find in the Kruger National Park, you'll probably find there. But it's not as popular as this one. And I think there's a lot of memories, a lot of memories that I share or that I have with this place. Going there with my grandparents, going there with my parents, my sister, my aunt. And different experiences. Like we've been chased by an elephant once. My dad was driving. He just
That
shifted
put it at
into
them.
reverse and he reversed as fast as he could. So
Okay.
the elephant was in must. So he was looking for a wife, but he was very angry. So he chased us. And then there's also other things that I can remember. So I think it's about the memories and all these animals being in their natural environment, their natural habitat, where there's not a lot of places around the world where you can find them. But now you Botswana, yes, Namibia, but that's a different part. Then there's also Tanzania.
Yeah. Yes, the Nongogo national, the Nongo or whatever it's called, Nongorongoro or
Yes.
something like that.
Yes, yeah. So there are some places where you can find this, but I think because this is so close to home, and I think all the time spent there, the years and years spent there, and the things that we learned, and the different places. So there's a lot of landmarks across the Kruger National Park. One of them is Jock of the Bushveld. That is close to Pretoria Kop, where we will stay. So Jock of the Bushveld, there's another man. My parents told me the story. So he was attacked by a lion, and he only had his gun with him, I think. And then he climbed into a tree and he dropped his gun. So he was stuck in this tree until the lion decided that he's not hungry anymore. I can't remember his name, but I think he was a British. I think it was a British man. So his whole story, and the tree is still there. The tree is preserved, like this half dead piece of tree trunk, and it's still there. And it's a spot that my parents actually took me to when I went there with them the last time. So we stayed in Lower Sharpie, and the tree is somewhere in that area. So there's a lot of these places across the park. Like the Paul Kruger Gate has a very big statue of Paul Kruger on the outside, and I wanted to take my husband and my son there last time, but we were just too tired. So this Sunday, that's definitely one of the things that we are going to do. We are going
Fair
to
enough.
drive to the Kruger Gate, and actually go to the statue. But there's different graves and different spots all along the Kruger National Park to see these places. So I think there's a lot of history there, not just for South Africans, but like I mentioned, the British guy in the tree. So British people and like Jock of the Bushveld. That was obviously a dog, but his owner traveling through the park to Mozambique to sell goods, and all of these things, the history is there being protected in this national park.
I think the fascination is, I remember, I'll never forget this, my English teacher in Sydney, he was actually a Swede who love to go surfing, and he somehow managed to get to California. And then there was, this is back in the 60s, and then there was some sort of surfing competition in Sydney in Australia, and he took his surfing club from somewhere in California to there.
I remember you told me.
And he was, he's dead now, bit of a strange story that, but he was, at least at that time for me, probably the best teacher I've ever had.
Yes.
And he said, you know, we travel to the other end of the planet and we do not know what's in our own backyard.
Yes.
And I
Yes,
think
and
what
that.
this, what is the fascination, and this is when I come back to, so, you know, when we in Europe, not everybody, but sort of in France and Germany, holidays, well, let's go to another European country, let's go to Spain, let's
Yes.
go to Turkey,
Italy.
and Italy, you know, and for, you know, you're still in the same geographic area, but the culture and everything is totally different. And yet,
Yes.
depending on how you want to play this, you will find your German Bratwurst stand somewhere in Benidorm in Spain,
Yes.
and you get exactly the same culture. You pay the same current in the same currency. The only thing is they speak Spanish, or probably they speak German because they're capturing the
Yes.
German market. Yeah, but they don't know what's in their own backyard. Whereas here, this is your own backyard. You are, okay,
Yes.
albeit it's 5, 6 hours drive, but country that vast as South Africa is, that's a drop in the ocean. I mean, that's normal. If you want to go
Yes.
somewhere, you have to drive a couple of hours. Yeah, where's the issue?
Yes.
Yeah. And I
Yes.
think that's what I like about this particular holiday. Yes,
It's
you have this dream to go to Europe, but these are like once in a lifetime trips. They are
opportunities, yes.
opportunities, maybe twice, three times, yeah.
Yes.
Whereas here, the perspective totally changes, and this is what I
Yes.
find so fascinating. Yeah.
Yes. But it's also if we go to Durban, for example, there's a lot of places to stop when we go to Durban, and that's a whole different trip. So planning is the same, but there's other also other parts of history, like the Nelson Mandela capture site and the smallest church and all of those things along the way. And like you mentioned, that some, yes, we want to go to Europe for a holiday, but you have to get to know your own backyard first. So these are just two examples, but I've been to Cape Town. So Cape Town is about 2 days drive, unless you push through, which is a bit dangerous, but
Dangerous, yeah.
there's other parts as well. Like I've traveled to Namibia with my parents by car, going through like the northern part of South Africa, where everything is different. The culture is different. The areas are different. The temperature is different. And then there's the West Coast, the East Coast, the South Coast. It's all different.
Yeah, I mean,
And then all the little places in between that you can find.
Yeah, and you are still, you know, in the same politically, geographical
Yes.
country,
It's the
yeah.
same country, but it's so vast,
Yeah.
so different.
Yeah. I mean, how does that feel for, it's a fairly personal perspective. I mean, I know you have this dream to go to Italy. It's one of your dreams.
Yes.
How does that stack up in terms of holiday, when you compare that to doing your week in Kruger and the other national park that you're going to visit?
So obviously it's a lot cheaper to travel in South
Yeah.
Africa.
Yeah.
So the amount of money that we spend going to the Kruger, for example, in comparison to going to Europe is humongous.
Yeah.
So what we spend for this week's trip, we will need to times that by at least five, I think,
Yeah.
to go to Europe,
Yeah. And
including
that's just getting to Europe. Then you've got to move within Europe, and that is from, you know, from
Yes,
an
the
income
spending
point.
money, the place to
Yeah.
stay, the plane tickets,
And
everything, and
everything
then
else.
for three people
Yeah.
can be
Yeah.
quite pricey.
Yeah. So you are going to head tomorrow morning. You are going to leave home, sweet home, and
Yes.
you're going to drive, and you're going to come into Petroleus Corp.
Yes, but from the bottom, from Malalan.
So you're coming in this way. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, and as I said to you before, I love the names Crocodile Bridge, Crocodile Bridge,
Yes.
the names. And we talked yesterday briefly about Skukuza, which
Yes.
sort of almost feels like the capital city of Kruger. If you
Yes, it
want,
is. It
if
is
you
the
want to sort,
capital.
yeah. I know you're going to send pictures and things like that, but maybe frame this question, frame the question in expectations and anticipation. What are you headed to, the three of you?
Relaxation.
Okay.
Okay, so if we entered at Malalan, we'll drive on the red road all the way up and then turn to the left to Pretoriskop. So Pretoriskop is one of the or it's the first camp, rest camp in the Kruger National Park. So it's the oldest camp as well.
Okay, all right.
Yes. So it's not a very big camp, but they do have quite a few huts. They have two swimming pools and then the restaurant, the burger joint. The Wimpy, they have that. They have a small store or like a shop, not a store, a shop. And they have the same activities that all the other camps have. You can go
Okay.
on a morning drive, you can go on a game drive during the day. There's the night drive. You can go for morning walks as well,
Okay.
guided morning walks. So most of the other camps also offer that, but Pretoriskop and even Bergendal at the bottom, it's also quite small.
Okay, when you say small huts, I mean, can you sort of quantify that? I mean, are we talking 20, 30 huts, or are we talking several hundred huts, or
No, not that many. Maybe 30 to 50, and then other camps like Skukuza has a lot.
okay.
But they also have different sizes. So you'll get small, round little hut with its thatch roof with two beds. Then we have one with three beds, you get with four beds, five beds, six beds, almost like a backpacker. It's all single beds. And then you get some larger places as well, also thatch roofs, but then they are built in a rectangular shape or in
Okay.
a square shape.
All right.
And some of them have their own bathrooms and their own kitchens, but they are quite expensive.
So in terms of time it takes, so you're going to enter through Malelane, and you're driving up the H3, and then you go to the H11.
Yes.
You come to Petroyoskop. How long is that going to take you once you get through the gate?
Maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Really? So
Yes.
basically, it takes you about 2 to 3 hours to get from home to the gate of, and then you are, and then you have this vast, given that also that you are highly speed restricted, you're not allowed to drive more than 50 kilometers an
Yes.
hour. But we're looking at about what, 100, 100, 120 kilometers from Malelane to Petroyoskop.
I think it's a bit less, but it's
Okay.
the speed limit. Because
Okay.
if I so last year we went in at the Crocodile Bridge and went to Lower Sabi, and that took about an hour's drive.
Okay.
If I compare that, one, two, three, maybe 3 hours, depending on the stops along the way. And then obviously we are going to use the tar road and not the gravel road. So there's
Well,
a lot of.
I was going to ask you, and you just said obviously. So for us, it's not obvious, because I'm thinking,
It's obvious
why are
because
you
I
doing this
mention it,
detour?
but
Why, take the
so
shortest route.
there's yes, that is the shortest route, but there was a lot of complaints about the road not being well maintained, and
Right,
also
okay.
some parts of it washed away. So for maybe for a 4x4 vehicle, it would be okay, but I don't think for our German brand vehicle, it will be okay.
Okay. All
Yes,
right.
so that would be shorter, but that road is 30 kilometers.
Yeah.
30 kilometers at 40 kilometers an hour.
Yes. The pro
Bumpy, shaking, I don't
the
know.
protests from the back will be very audible after 2 seconds, yeah.
I think all of us will protest in that
Okay.
situation.
All right. Okay. And then you're going to be in the east in this camp, and in the latter part of your holiday, you're actually spending in another part of it's not
Yes,
Kruger,
so
there's
there where it
this.
says Biamiti, there's a little
Yeah.
white gap that goes in there.
Yeah.
That is where we'll be.
Okay. Yeah. Different national park. Leave that one there for the time being. Okay, so you're basically going to go in there, be in a totally different world inside your own South African backyard,
No
and
signal.
no signal. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You'll be cut off from the world. You will be, as you wrote, I just want to be empty. You will have this,
Feel empty.
you have
But
this.
I have to add to that. I want to feel empty, but when you are there, you have this completely different feeling. I don't know how to put it in words, but every time I've been there, I had this feeling like you are in this completely different place. You have completely different feelings. You do feel empty, you do feel free. It's almost like you want to stay there and never come back. And as you leave a piece of yourself behind there every single time. I don't know, maybe it's just the love for this place that's so amazing. But every experience, no matter how many times I've been there before, every experience is different. And I think that's why it's so, I don't know, why I love going there. I
So,
would go to the Kruger 700 times a year instead of going to the beach.
in some of the things that we want to do, that always has come through. Yeah, bush, 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 bush. The bush is
Yes.
where you feel at home. Yeah, spiritually,
Yes.
emotionally, and everything.
Yes.
We've been working together for fair night on 7 months now, and
Yes.
we sort of go through these phases of learning about each other because
Yes.
we haven't actually sort of experienced this. So this is the first time I've seen Fruit Loop getting ready for a holiday. It's quite an experience.
Yes.
We live and we learn, and next time round I know better.
Yes.
The question that I have is, were you going to have a Spud meeting on the 21st, 2 days after you've come back?
Yes.
Should be cancelled because you're still in La La Land, or what can you give me some advice on how I should approach this meeting, because you will have this ha had this
I think
intense week of full emptiness, if you know what I'm saying, yeah.
yes.
So
So I don't think no, we can have the meeting. That'll be fine. Because on the Monday I start work again, so then I go back into that cheerio mode. The weekend is still or the holiday would still be there. I would still imagine the zebra eating my grass in the yard and maybe eagles flying above. You would still have that feeling, but you kind of shift back into, okay, this is work now. Now we work again so we can go on our next holiday.
okay, so I promise, this is for the record. I'm going to, I promise, hand on my heart, left hand up, I promise that our next Spud meeting will take into consideration that you will have come back from this wonderful, fantastic experience and holiday. And I think the only point on the agenda, because nothing else is really that important, is that we just sit down and we talk about this week that you have experienced. That's
Okay,
the
that
agenda
sounds
point.
good.
Yeah,
Yes.
because the world continues to spin and we have things to do, and life goes on, but just take a pause, for the 1 hour for our spud meeting, we can bring
Yes.
it forward, make it 1.5 hours. And we just talk about this so that you can, at least in the breeder world, you can ease yourself back gently into the, I mean, what else you do is not
Thank
my
you.
concern, but we sort of just bring you gently and calmly back into the reality of breeder.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Yes. So
Only because I'm
I think the most difficult part is not going back to work, but unpacking. Because you come home, you have to unpack, you have to do the laundry, you have to put everything back in their place, and then you think, oh, when am I going to do this again? And I think that is the most difficult part. When you
Well, I
come back
think
and you have to unpack and put everything away, and because now we've spent a couple of weeks, taking this out, making sure it's clean, taking that out, getting that ready, doing this, doing that. And when you come back, it's just you unpack and pack everything away so you don't see it, so you don't feel the emptiness.
I know where you're coming from this, because when I left Germany to live in the UK. And I
Yes.
was in a relationship, and I always had a plane ticket
Yes.
for the next trip. Yeah,
Okay.
so that was sort of my sort of emotional, physical connection. Yeah,
Yes.
it then, as these things naturally do, it then ended. But I'm going to give you the bridge. You know that you have, I've said this, and I'm still going by it, that I have committed myself to coming to South Africa, end of
Yes.
April, early May. And we both agreed that Kruger is a must. Yeah.
Yes.
So if you still want me to visit this country of yours, there's the next
Yes.
opportunity, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll
Yes.
go from there. Right. So all I can say now is close that laptop, unplug it. Yeah. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to
Perhaps I've managed to get you a little bit into the, not that you need it, because I mean you've been bouncing off the walls the last few days anyway.
Yes. Even my meeting yesterday afternoon, she asked me to send her a picture, or just a picture of a giraffe.
Yeah, well,
I said, I will do that, but there's also a couple of others that if I see them, I will definitely send her some pictures too, because she asked for it.
we are happy with small tokens like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
She just asked for a picture of a giraffe, but I'll send her, I'll give her more than
Okay.
that.
I'm sure you will. Right.
Yes.
Janita, thank you very much for a
It's my pleasure. I had a
fascinating
lot of
discussion.
fun.
Like I said, have a fantastic holiday. Yeah.
Thank you.
Relax. Forget
Yes.
about everything. Nothing else is important. It's you, your family, the time together, family time. It's
Yes.
really, really critical and important. So have fun, and I'll see you
Thank
when you
you.
get back.
I will. Okay. Thank
All
you.
right.
I will.
Take care.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.